Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus Fully Present in the Moment.
I'm not reading the Gospel today. It's a long Gospel from St. Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. As we are all, I think, very familiar with this beautiful Gospel, where Jesus is approached by a ruler named Jairus, and he falls on his knees and begs Jesus to come and heal his daughter, who's on the point of death. And then that conversation is interrupted, so to speak, by the woman with the hemorrhage, who is desperate to be healed, very courageous woman. And we have the story of that beautiful healing, and then Jesus continues with Jairus to his home, where he brings the daughter back to life, although he says she hadn't been dead, she was sleeping. And so that's what the gospel I'm preaching on. And recently, as I was preparing to preach on this text, I went for a walk in our local gardens, pondering the main characters of Jesus, the little girl and her father, the woman suffering from the hemorrhage, and the crowds milling around Jesus. As I passed the duck pond, where the children gather to feed the birds, especially the pigeons, a little girl cried out to her father, who was waiting patiently to take her picture, "Daddy, they won't come to me today." To which he responded, "Perhaps they don't know you today." Undeterred by this, her response was, "If I put the food on my hand, they will come up to eat." Which is exactly what happened. A little girl's trust and hope, encouraging her father to trust too, and to be fully present to her in what may have seemed an unusual request. In today's Gospel from Mark, we see Jesus apparently disregarding the rules of his time and allowing a woman to touch his garments. And then later he touches the little girl as he takes her by the hand and raises her to life. Two lives transformed by the love and compassion of Jesus, thanks to his belief that the demands of love surpass the requirements of the law. In his intimate union with his Abba and his sensitivity to the needs of the other, Jesus lives in the moment, attending to the person he has encountered. Jesus shows us the great gift of how to be present. Firstly, Jairus approaches Jesus, who sets out to accompany him, that is, until he feels power going out from his body. And he turns to the crowd and asks, "Who has touched him?" No accusation or judgment, simply a concern about who was in need. A reading of the situation from its effects on his body. In their desperate need, the woman and the father approach Jesus, both disregarding the law. In the time of Jesus, the religious authorities fear Jesus as they think he is threatening their power, so they get fixated on the requirements of the law. When we are desperate, we too can fall at the feet of Jesus as the woman did and tell him our whole story, with no thought of rules and laws. Why? There is something greater than the law here. The ultimate teaching of Jesus is for us to love one another. We learn from Jesus that true compassion and love have eyes only for the love and healing of others. Now we can feel very vulnerable reading this story today as we see the little girl beginning her new life and the desperate woman ending years of exclusion from society because of her perceived uncleanness. Mark shows us Jesus as more powerful than death, simply by being fully present to the person and need of the moment. In Jesus, there is no sense of haste, no trying to control the moment, or that one situation is more important than the other. He had no diary to consult, no phone call demanding he move on quickly, no need to satisfy the false expectations of the crowd. And what about us? Constant hemorrhaging was like death for the woman. What makes us feel like death in our lives? When do we hear Jesus say to us, "Who touched me? Who is fully present to me in this moment?" How often are we healed through the advocacy of another? Do we know Jesus, who through his relationship with his Father longs to be fully present to each of us in a world of peace, justice, and love? Amen.